When Aaron Keck pitched the idea of me doing a series on a particular topic here at The Hill, I could have chosen from a variety of subjects. After all, the 2016 election had just ended, and much was up in the air regarding what would happen to healthcare, LGBTQ rights, foreign policy, and a myriad of other topics. But I figured that out of everything being discussed, higher education should be the one that I explored. After all, I figured that all the big decisions were going to be made, both in the near future and far beyond, by people who have higher educations. And as a student myself, I wanted to identify problems and potential solutions to those problems to ensure that the education needed to make big decisions in the future could be given to as many people as possible. In talking to politicians on both the left and the right, several teachers, the president of Durham Tech, and the dean of education at UNC, I noticed several trends regarding higher education reform. One was a lack of support for many mainstream options on higher education reform that have grown popular. For instance, nobody I spoke to is in total favor of making higher education a wholly publicly provided, quote, free good. There was also opposition to solutions that make higher education a largely privately provided good as well. In other words, while free college and revamping the financing of college via private entities are the talk of the town in Washington, it doesn't seem like in the end that either of these are going to be easy to implement. One thing I was very surprised at, and quite frankly saddened by, was the lack of encompassing solutions presented by both experts and administrators. I, of course, understand that higher education reform is a complex issue, but as my series wore on, I felt more and more that experts and politicians were excellent at identifying the problems in higher education, but far less so on solutions. So far, the only trend regarding solutions is that there is not, nor can there be, any overnight solution to higher ed reform. Everything must be taken gradually. I, of course, am in no position to give a solution myself, but I feel that before we implement solutions, we need to shift the conversation towards solutions rather than the problems of higher education. The one thing that didn't change, though, was my perception about the worth of higher education. I didn't meet anybody who said that higher education isn't worth obtaining. And as was the case of Fayez Kurdi, a Syrian refugee who used an engineering degree he never wanted to immigrate out of his homeland, came across people who reaffirmed my belief that higher education has the infinite potential to better people's lives. Overall, I think the topic of higher education is like all great problems in America today. It's easy to talk about the problems, of which there are many, and it's easy to offer grandiose solutions, to which there are several. Where it gets harder is in providing detailed, thorough solutions. I want to extend a special thank you to Aaron Keck, and my profound thanks to Representatives Craig Horn, Representative Greg Meyer, Fayez Kurdi, Steve Brooks, Dr. Bill Ingram, John Paul Petrosh, Dr. Robert Jenkins, Dr. David Long, and Idfald Abdelkalik, who agreed to partake in this series with me. Will Arrington, 97.9 The Hill.